As you probably already know, my name is Maggie, and I just returned from a year of service through a program called Young Adults in Global Mission, or YAGM, in the ELCA. I spent this last year living and working alongside the Evangelical United Lutheran Church in Argentina and Uruguay, and I specifically live just outside of Buenos Aires in Argentina. Now, before I jump into stories from my year of service, I first want to start by thanking all of you for your support of my year, both financially and in your prayers and in your continued support. I am beyond grateful that I was able to have the opportunity to serve as a YAGM this past year, and truly, this program continues to exist because of your support and your belief in the power of international service in the faith formation of young adults. So, thank you so much. Now, my YAGM story begins back when I was 14 years old, and I first learned about the program from a recently returned YAGM who was traveling around talking about their experiences and encouraging young people to consider doing a year of service themselves. Now, funnily enough, 10 years later, that is exactly what I am doing right now as I came back from Argentina. I remember deciding in that moment 10 years ago that after college, I was absolutely going to be doing YAGM. In university, I double majored in religious studies and international relations, which I like to say that I majored in YAGM. And then I spent the last year in Argentina. And in August of last year, when I boarded the plane to Buenos Aires, Argentina, with my YAGM diploma in hand and my suitcase full of expectations, I was so excited. Now, throughout orientation, both in-country and in Chicago beforehand, we often spoke about the concept of accompaniment, of walking alongside our global companions in a way that practices mutuality, interdependence, and solidarity. This concept of accompaniment made up the majority of my expectations that I brought with me to Argentina, but I quickly learned that what I thought was accompaniment maybe wasn't actually what it was. In my mind, accompaniment meant only going where I was asked to go and only doing what I was asked to do in my country of service and in my placement site. I thought that I would be given a clear assignment and all I had to do was complete it. It's that easy. Wonderful. Now, looking back, I can realize now that this understanding is not necessarily walking alongside anyone, but it's rather being dragged along. Now, I think my definition of accompaniment came from a good place and with good intentions. I was trying to be hyper-aware of my own privilege, of my positionality when I entered into a country like Argentina that has been harmed by the U.S. and its sense of superiority and exceptionalism. I mean, just look back on the 1974 to 83 CIA-sponsored military dictatorship. You can see that the forcing of U.S. views on other places does not often go well. Over 30,000 Argentinians were disappeared, most of which have never been found to this day. And that history runs deep in the streets in Buenos Aires. So with my definition and expectations in mind, you better believe that I was so deeply troubled when I arrived to my placement site, and on the first day I was asked, "What do you want to do?" My first instinct, and I think what I did say, was, no, what do you want me to do here? Now, that placement site was in La Plata, which is the capital city of the province of Buenos Aires, and it was not at all what I thought YAGM was or what accompaniment was. It took me several weeks, maybe months, through long conversations with my supervisor, Pastor Paolo, to finally start rethinking and examining what it actually means to walk alongside. I realized that it does not mean to just do what I'm told and nothing else. It does not mean to turn into a robot with no personality and no interests and no passions and no individuality. What it does mean is to show up authentically and lean into gifts that I have to offer my new community, even if it felt uncomfortable. So turning to today's scripture reading from 1 Samuel, we hear about God calling to Samuel in the night. And instead of Samuel responding to God, he runs to his father Eli saying, "Here I am," and asks Eli what he needs. Now, we know from this reading that Eli is mostly blind, so you would assume that Samuel coming to help Eli, even in the middle of the night, is not an uncommon occurrence. It is Samuel's expectation as a son to help care for his aging father and to show up when needed. But in today's scripture, it is not Eli who is calling for Samuel, it is God. When Eli realizes this and invites Samuel to respond to God with, "Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening," I imagine Samuel initially thought, "No, no, 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 no. I'm here to care for my father. I don't even know who God is yet." Samuel did not yet know his gifts and purpose were to be a prophet. And it was not until his father Eli led him to hear the voice of God that his expectations were changed. Now, I'm sure Samuel continued to care for his father after he was called by God, similar to how I continued to be conscious of my own privilege and positionality as I was walking through my Yagim year, but his expectations of his life changed. I know from personal experience that it is not easy to change your expectations, to leave the familiar behind and to lean vulnerably into your gifts. But I also learned that this is never done alone. To walk alongside is to be in community with others. Just like Eli pushed Samuel to hear the word of God, my community in Argentina pushed me to lean into my gifts, to say yes to opportunities that were completely new to me, and to trust that I would be supported and challenged to use the gifts that I didn't even know that I had. After living 4 months in La Plata, working in congregational ministry and at a community center, I had the opportunity to move to a neighborhood closer to Buenos Aires called José Cepaz. In addition to working in congregational ministry in this new town, I also had the absolute pleasure of working at a private Lutheran school for students from kindergarten through high school. This job didn't begin until April, and I had no idea what I was getting into for my final 3 months in Argentina. I had never worked in a school before, and I thought that my only qualification for being in the space was that I spoke English, so I could help with the English classes, because I am not a teacher. The initial plan was for me to just come to the English club that met on Wednesdays and participate in various ways at each level, playing games with the students, and just generally being a live audio, as they liked to call me, so they could hear a Native American accent. After my second Wednesday at this English club, I was asked if I wanted to come during the regular school day to some of the English classes, mostly in high school, which I was excited by, and I jumped at the opportunity. I was expecting a very casual introduction to the classes, some questions and maybe some answers, and then I would mostly just watch until someone wanted me to read from a book. When I arrived at 8 a.m. the following Thursday, I was met with a fully decorated classroom, tons of food and drinks and gifts. It was a full-blown party at 8 a.m. Not at all what I expected. I remember walking in completely awestruck that these kids and this teacher spent so much time preparing to welcome me. They had a huge table set up with all of the classic Argentinian breakfast foods, including pastries with dulce de leche, alfajores, and of course, mate, which is a tea drink that is always shared in community. They had also prepared so many questions to ask me about my life in the U.S. and what I thought about Argentina. And after the class, the teacher, Mariana, invited me to come to class every Thursday and help lead some of the lessons. In my head, I was again pushed back into thinking that I'm not a teacher. I don't have gifts in this. But after the most amazing welcoming into this class, I leaned into the gifts that Mariana saw in me and opened myself up to being fully a part of this community. Not just watching from the edge of the classroom, but standing in the front, asking my own questions, and learning alongside the students. The vice principal of the high school, named Sonia, was also there on my first day, and along with the English coordinator, Paola, arranged for me to attend several other classes throughout the months. Some I only went to once, and others became regular. But each time, I was welcomed with the most amazing party with food and presentations and questions. And every time, I was trying to figure out how to eat all this amazing food while also answering all the questions. And it was always chaos, but always so, so wonderful. And still to this day, I think back and I am overwhelmed by the hospitality of that school and those students and teachers and their eagerness to hear my story and answer all of my questions about Argentina and about their lives. Sonia, the vice principal, became a really good friend of mine and told me eventually that she also was an English teacher at the Catholic school two blocks away from the school that I was working in. And she invited me to come there and to speak to some of her English classes. And I was again met with parties and food, and one group of students even prepared a traditional folklore dance to perform for me, and someone had a guitar, and it was incredible. It was a party every single time to every classroom. I was blown away. Throughout these numerous spontaneous visits to different classrooms and different schools, I ended up going to four different schools, and I don't even know how many classrooms, I began to realize that I maybe do have gifts to offer this community. A voice that is important, and most of all, people who were walking alongside me as I attempted to walk alongside them. At the end of my year of service, some of the hardest goodbyes were at the school with the teachers and students who became my friends and mentors. And you better believe that the goodbye parties were just as elaborate as the welcome parties just 3 months prior. Imagine food and decorations and balloons, but instead of a bunch of questions, we instead just sat and we talked and we shared mate. And for those of you who don't know what mate is a traditional drink in Argentina and several surrounding countries, and it involves a cup that is called the mate, and then yerba, which is like a loose leaf tea that you put inside of the mate, and then you drink it through a metal straw that's called bombilla that has a little filter at the bottom. The ritual of sharing mate became a cornerstone of my life in Argentina, because in schools it was only done on special occasions, like these welcome parties and goodbye parties, but on the streets everyone was always sharing mate with friends. It's always passed around in a circle, starting with the server and getting passed back and forth, with the server filling up the mate with hot water between each person. The sharing of mate at those school parties and with friends was when I really accepted that I was not meant to be dragged along in this year and only do what I was asked to do, but I was my own person that people wanted to get to know. Each time the mate was passed to me, it felt like the community saying, "I see you, and you belong here." When I left the school on my last day to the sounds of the students literally chanting my name, I knew that my life had changed forever. I'm still learning in what ways my year of service in Argentina has impacted my life and the trajectory of it, but I do know that I learned a lot. That despite my suitcase of expectations and my degree in YAGAM, the community that I found in Argentina surpassed all expectations. They taught me to lean into my individuality as they uplifted the gifts they saw in me. They taught me what accompaniment really meant as they walked alongside me and refused to let me be dragged along and fade into the background. I am deeply grateful for the year that I lived, and I'm challenging myself to continue to lean into the unfamiliar and listen to the ways in which God is calling me to leave my suitcase of expectations at home and be fully, authentically present in everything that I do. Thank you.